Happy Sunday, I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news. Your newscast today features a conversation on former national hero, the Honorable Francine Jackson. On Wednesday at the lying in state of Miss Jackson, I had the opportunity to speak to former Member of Parliament, Miss Lucille Seymour. She took the time to reflect on her memories of Miss Jackson, as well as her impact and legacy.
Miss Lucille, tell me a little bit about how you remember Miss Francine.
Well, I've always had politics in my head from I was 10 years old. And coming up, we always heard that she ran in politics. She was one of the first four that ran in politics, and I said, good. And then both of us joined Westbury School the same time in 1968, and we became friends. And when I wrote just now, I said, thank you for allowing me to stand on your shoulders. So I could be somebody.
Is there a favorite memory that you have?
Yes. What I like about her as an older woman, I saw her everywhere. As a matter of fact, I have a picture of her just last month, dancing with the governor, visiting West Bay School. We always met at West Bay School. She went to every school. That's one thing I liked about her as an older person. She really enjoyed life, and she showed us life, and she helped us. And we stood on her shoulders.
And now, you know, people may look at you and say the same things. We stand on your shoulders, and you're known so much for your encouragement to younger generations. What do you tell younger generations about Miss Francine?
Well, I tell them that they must try and be like her, but you have to start early. You don't wait until you're old to do things. Miss Francine has been doing a lot of things. Sometimes she was a young girl. But this is all what the community did in our days. They helped us to love people and to help people. And I'm so happy that she became one of our national heroes.
She was one of only two national heroes who received the honor, the highest country honor in her lifetime. What do you remember about that moment when you saw her named as national hero?
Well, I was sitting in the audience right out here. And my heart wanted to burst because I said, wonderful, she's alive. And that moment was captured with a lot of feelings for not only me, but a lot of women who she helped. Because by her going to run with what they call the four in the during the Sex Disqualification Act, she was one of the four. She paved the way for us. She gave us courage to be, at least myself, to become a politician.
Is there anything about Miss Francine that I didn't ask you, but you do wish to say?
You didn't ask me about her personality. Oh, she was wonderful. She danced, she did everything. She was just full of life. Whenever you saw Miss Francine, it was a smile. It was endearing. It made you feel like a person. And that's what she carried with her. And what I mean, we shouldn't say this, but that's a good way to die. It's a good way to die. You do all the good things, and then you just fall asleep and you die. That's wonderful.
And, you know, I remember seeing Miss Jackson at the renaming of the Radio Cayman building. And you're right. She had energy, she was going, you know, you would not think that, you know, this was an elderly person. She was very
But she epitomized what older persons should do. We should take our history with us. Make sure we mix with the young people. Make sure that people know what has happened. And that's exactly what she did. There's a purpose for getting old, you know, not just to die, but to be useful. And she was useful. And I loved her dearly.
She passed away at the age of 97. From the Radio Cayman Newsroom, I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.